You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and I want to kick off the blog slash podcast today telling you how much easier it is to hear from God when you fast. I just felt that unction from the Holy Spirit to lead a more fasted lifestyle versus just waiting for others to tell me when to fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at church, they may have a corporate fast, or if you, like me, have recently participated in some different online conferences, online spiritual development conferences, a lot of times the host will ask you to fast leading up to the conference, you know, things like that. But the Holy Spirit is like, I want you to lead a more fasted lifestyle. Don't just wait for others to tell you when to fast. So this past weekend, I was working on my masterclass recording. So I don't know if you guys know, you may be a new listener, but I did a masterclass on helping people finish the book God told them to write. And when I did the actual masterclass, my intentions were to release the replay for people to be able to still get the content after the actual live masterclass. Well, I've been disobedient and had not released that. And I know for a fact that there have been people who need this content, and I've been sitting on it. And so I had to repent, of course, for that. And I had to just go ahead and get the assignment done. So when I was working on it, y'all, because I decided to just re-record the whole thing because I had some tech issues during the live class. So I was like, I'm just going to re-record the whole masterclass and post it like that. Well, don't you know, it took me 3 times to record that masterclass. Y'all, I'm telling you, each of those times I was so annoyed because it was like, what am I doing wrong? Excuse me. What am I doing wrong? I got so annoyed. I'm talking about like a 30-minute class that I had to record 3 times, y'all. But each of those 3 times that I was getting so annoyed, I was repeating myself. And every time I repeated myself, I heard myself. And it was like the Holy Spirit was allowing me to hear myself talk about the importance and the benefits of fasting. See, it wasn't a coincidence that my technology wasn't working. It was really for me to hear what I was telling others to do that I myself needed to do. See, when I wrote my last book, Permission Slips, if you want to get a copy of that, this is not a shameless plug. This is a full-on plug. If you want to get a copy of my latest book, Permission Slips, you can get that at onassignmentbygod.com/shop. You can also get the masterclass there too. But when I wrote my last book, Permission Slips, I wrote it in 3 days while fasting. So I know the power of fasting. The Lord will give you a supernatural download while you are fasting. So I decided that I needed to make a commitment to consistently fast once a week. I knew the Holy Spirit was saying, fast, Fun, fast, fast. So I made that commitment once a week to fast. Sorry for that abrupt interruption. I felt that cough coming on, and it was going to be one of those ones that was going to probably make y'all think, what is going on? Is she okay? So anyway, y'all, I made that commitment to fast. I have made a commitment to fast, I should say, once a week as a start. But of course, if Holy Spirit tells me to do it more than once, if he tells me to do it, you know, however, whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to be obedient. And speaking of the Holy Spirit telling me things, this is what he said to me this morning. He said, don't put anything before me. Don't put anything above me. Every idea that I give you, move on it. Take steps with it. Whatever steps you're led to take, take them. Your retirement is secure because you work for the kingdom and you're an heir. You're my heir. Remember that as you move forward in faith. Remember that as you move forward in faith. Remember that as you move forward in faith. You are an heir. Your retirement is secure. Every idea that I give you, move on it. Take steps with it. Whatever steps you're led to take, take them. And don't put anything above me and don't put anything before me. That's what he said to me this morning, y'all. That's what he said. And as I turned to Acts chapter 16 for our scriptural Bible study, I also saw that he was saying stuff to Paul too. The Holy Spirit was telling Paul some things. In this case, he was telling Paul where not to go. When you look at Acts 16, and I hope you're with me today, because that's where we are in our scriptural Bible study. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 16. When you look at Acts 16, verses 6 through 7, it says that the Holy Spirit forbade them to go speak the word of God in Asia and in Bithynia. But that night, Paul had a vision, and in that vision, a Macedonian man was standing there telling him to come to Macedonia to help them. In Acts 16:10, it says, after Paul saw the vision, they immediately made efforts to set out for Macedonia, concluding that God had called them to preach the gospel to the people there. Sounds exactly like what the Holy Spirit said to me about moving on the ideas that he gives me. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, be like Paul and make moves immediately. Immediately. Like, don't tarry. Don't wait. And y'all know that's what happens sometimes. Holy Spirit will tell you to do something and you'll be like, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know all the details. I don't know, like, from the beginning to the end. I don't know. But God does. Holy Spirit does. And when we allow him to guide us, we don't have to know all the details. We just don't. I want to share what the study notes in my Bible said, because it really drives the point home of how to hear from the Holy Spirit. And that is so key. I pray to God that you are having conversations and that you are hearing and writing down what you hear the Holy Spirit telling you each and every day. This is what it said. The Holy Spirit provides guidance by stirring up inner convictions about decisions we need to make. He will never lead us to do anything contrary to Scripture. But within the framework of God's moral will, he can place within us a burden that doesn't go away. If this happens, slow down, get quiet with God, and ask him to help you understand how he is trying to guide you. One primary way the Holy Spirit provides guidance is through the confirmation of two or three witnesses. Notice Paul was twice forbidden to move forward in Acts 16 verses 6 through 7. And y'all, I'm telling you, in Acts, that 16th chapter, it was a lot going on. It was a lot going on, but that really stuck out for me, how the Holy Spirit was the guidance that Paul, you know, was that Paul had. He was being led by the Holy Spirit, basically. And two times the Holy Spirit said, don't go. But then he had a dream. He had a vision at night, which is a dream, right? A vision at night, that's a dream. And in that dream, this man was saying, help from Macedonia. And so that morning they set out. They made moves toward that direction, right? Okay, that's how you listen. It is not... Y'all, people always saying, how you know it's God? How you know it's God? It says it right here. The Holy Spirit will provide guidance through the confirmation of two or three witnesses. So like, it shouldn't be where two or three people tell you what to do. They're providing the confirmation of what the Holy Spirit has already said to you, whether it be through a dream or whether it be just in your prayer time. So when we look at Acts chapter 16, here are a couple of things that stuck out to me. And you let me know if these things stuck out to you too, or what stuck out to you. Paul met Timothy in this chapter and took him under his wing, and they traveled together preaching. Paul and Timothy ended up meeting a God-fearing businesswoman named Lydia, who opened her heart up to the message Paul was teaching and ended up getting baptized. She and her whole household got baptized. See, Paul and them, they went on the Sabbath to go pray, and they met her. They met Lydia when they went to the place to go pray, and they started talking to her, and she believed what they were saying. She opened her heart up to the message that they was teaching, and she ended up getting baptized, she and her whole household. And speaking of household, I got encouraged from reading this because it says Lydia was a profitable businesswoman. Like, she sold purple cloth. She had dealings in purple cloth. She was selling stuff. She was a businesswoman. Because how do we know she was profitable? She had a house big enough for all of Paul and them, all the missionaries that was with Paul in the group. They stayed at her house. She had offered up her home to stay there, for them to stay there. And it got me to thinking about being blessed with a big home, you know, or just being blessed with a home, period. How will I use that home to help and bless others? See, God blesses us to be a blessing. And here, Lydia opened up her home for missionaries to stay with her. And I just was like, Lord, I'm praying for a home. I'm praying for a home. But he's showing me this, showing me like, hey, it's not just about you getting this house. What are you going to do to serve me in this house? I can tell you one thing. I'm definitely going to have a prayer closet. I'm definitely going to have a prayer closet, right? But this beautiful home that I want, am I going to have Bible studies at my home? Am I going to invite, you know, friends over and talk about the word of God? Like, you want a beautiful house. You want this beautiful, material thing. You want it, but for what? What do you want it for? Why are you asking God for it? Are you going to glorify him with it? Are you going to serve him with it? Okay. That just what dropped down in my spirit as I was reading about Lydia. Then, okay, so Paul, after that all happened, like I said, Acts 16 is full of different things that happened with Paul and them. So verse 16:6 is Acts 16:16. Paul, they were on their way to prayer, right? Look at this. Paul and them were on their way to prayer, and a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future. Basically, she was a fortune teller. Okay. Basically, she was a fortune teller. And so she made a large profit for her owners by doing fortune telling. And so she was following Paul and them around, being annoying, saying, these men who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation are the servants of the Most High God. And she did it for many days. So she was just going around, you know, saying all this stuff. But Paul got annoyed, y'all. It says Paul was greatly annoyed. And Paul was like, uh-uh. Paul's like, I'm finna shut this down. Paul was like, nah. I'm not about to have this kind of PR and marketing from her. I'm not about to have her out here telling people about what I'm doing, what we doing, you know, with our work for the Lord, because she was a fortune teller. He didn't want that kind of marketing. He didn't want that. So Paul was like, I'm about to cast this demon out of her, right? And how did he do it, y'all? I love how Paul basically, like, we be thinking it take a whole lot, but listen, Paul said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it came out right away. Right there in Acts 16, verse 18, there was a deliverance moment for the slave girl. Right there in Acts 16, 18, there was a deliverance moment. Paul commanded that spirit, that fortune-telling, that demonic fortune-telling spirit,
Because y'all know we shouldn't be doing no fortune telling and palm reading and horoscope reading, and all of that is demonic. So don't be doing that. And if you've been doing it, repent. Repent from that. Ouija boards, all that mess. Repent from all that, y'all. Mm-mm. The Holy Spirit will tell you what you need to know. Not no fortune telling, eight ball, horoscope, none of that. Just stop it, okay? So Paul had to shut that down. He was like, no, no, no. You're not about to be out here. You're not about to be marketing for me on behalf of me and the gospel work that I'm doing, okay? And let me say that as a side note. Don't be letting everybody market for you, because their lifestyle has an impact on what people think about you and your work. Don't be just letting anybody market for you. Talking about, oh yeah, listen, you can't be listening to this podcast and reading a blog and out there wilding out, because that's gonna make it look like, like, wait a minute, you read the word? You know, it's just like church. You can be a member. You sing in a choir. You usher. You do all these different things. But then people see you still out here in these streets doing stuff that is totally contrary, right? Totally opposite to what they see in the church. Like, wait a minute. I thought you sung in the choir. Like, you confusing people. And that's demonic. You don't want to be confusing people. And that's what Paul was like. No, no, no. You're not about to be out here. Yeah, you were saying she wasn't lying. They were servants of the Most High God, but it was who she was. And it was the demon that was the spirit that was in her that he had to cast out. So Paul cast out the spirit, right? Cast out this demonic spirit out of the slave girl. And then that messed up her owner's money. She was a slave girl. So of course she had owners, right? They had her out there doing this fortune telling stuff. And she was making profit for them. She was making big bank for them. And so when Paul cast out that fortune-telling spirit, she couldn't make that money no more. Her owners got mad because they couldn't use her no more in that way. That demonic fortune-telling demon had left her immediately. Okay? Immediately. Immediately. I just wanted to say immediately. That spirit had left her when Paul said, I command you to, in the name of Jesus, to come out of her. And it came out right away. That spirit came right out of her, just like that. But them owners got mad. They was mad at Paul. Like, you done messed up our money. So they got Paul and Silas put in jail. But guess what? I love this. In jail, Paul and Silas didn't let jail get them all down. They were still praising and singing hymns. They were praying and singing hymns to God. Acts 16, chapter 25. I hope you're keeping up with me. That's where we at. They were praising in the midst of pain. They were in prison, but they were praising in the midst of being in prison. And the prisoners was watching how they behave. Check that now. People be watching you. People be looking at how you behaving, right? Like, okay, they should say she a Christian. I'm going to see how she going to act. How she going to act? See, they got thrown in jail, you know, for casting out. And they really wasn't supposed to be thrown in jail, of course. But they got thrown in jail, but that didn't stop them from praising God. And the other prisoners were watching, like, here they are in prison and they didn't do nothing. And they praising God in the midst of all this. Matter of fact, they didn't just get thrown in prison. They were actually beaten and then thrown in prison. And they were praising God and praying and singing hymns. Okay? They had all the prisoners tuned in. Okay? I could just hear them now. Just singing. I don't know what kind of song. I was about to try to sing a song. I'm not going to do it. But while they were praying and singing, suddenly an earthquake shook the foundation of the prison, and immediately all the doors were open and everybody, not just Paul and Silas, but everybody, chains came loose. Everybody, chains came loose. Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns, and suddenly, Come on, suddenly. It's like the book of Acts is all about suddenly. Suddenly. Immediately. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go back and listen to the previous episodes where we are studying the book of Acts, you'll notice that we say that a lot. Suddenly. Immediately. So the jailer woke up. Y'all, the jailer woke up like, oh my goodness, what the happened? The jailer was like about to kill himself because he thought Paul and Silas and all the prisoners had left because the prison doors were open. So back in those times, you know, if the prisoners escaped, you basically was going to be, you know, killed yourself as the jailer. But he was like, oh my goodness, he was about to kill himself. But Paul's like, hold up. Don't do that. We still here, right? And how many, this is a question I got for y'all. How many of you would have still been sitting there if the prison doors had been open? So you sitting in prison, right? And you know you weren't supposed to be in there. You are wrongly accused. And the gates of the doors of the prison come open and your chains just come loose. How many would have just stayed sitting there? I just thought about that. I was like, ooh, would I have just bailed on them? You know, like just took off running up out of there. Oh, Lord, you'd have freed me. I'm out of here. But Paul and Silas, they were believers. And it was in their staying put that the jailer had his come to Jesus moment, y'all. See, Paul and Silas, Holy Spirit didn't say, get out of here. The Holy Spirit did not tell them to make any moves at that point. Everything happened and Paul and Silas were still just sitting there. Why? Because they hadn't heard nothing from the Holy Spirit that told them to get up and walk on up out of there. So when the jailer woke up and saw that everything had been, you know, the prison doors had been open and all the chains had been loose, he just assumed that they all had left. But Paul was like, nah, we still here. We still here. The other people were still there too. Didn't nobody leave. Ain't that some? Isn't that interesting? But in Acts 16:30, the jailer had his come to Jesus moment, y'all. He said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And they responded, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household. There we go again with the you and your household. First, Lydia heard the word and she and her whole household was saved. Now the jailer hear the word, believe in the word of God, and he and his whole household was saved. And they all got baptized too. Isn't that something? So in the last part of this chapter, I love this too. The last part of this chapter, so they done broke out, they done went, you know, Paul and the missionaries with him. They done baptized the jailer and his whole family. And so the magistrates, when daylight came, the chief magistrate sent the police to say, release those men, right? Okay, first of all, they had already been released. God had already released them. And second of all, Paul was like, wait. Now y'all want to release us? Paul wasn't having it, y'all. He was like, oh, no. Y'all beat us in public. Y'all didn't give us no trial. And we Roman citizens and y'all threw us in jail. Now you tell us, because it says release them. So he said release them. Release the men. They sent orders for them to be released so they could go in peace. Right? Release them and go in peace. Paul was like, no, certainly not. Y'all are not going to throw us in jail and do all this public beating, and now you want to send us away in secret. No. Paul said, on the contrary. Y'all, I'm adding different words to my little notepad that I want to be saying to people. On the contrary. On the contrary. Let them, this Paul, he said, on the contrary, let them come themselves and escort us out. Paul said, nah, y'all ridiculed us in public. Now you're going to give us reparations in public too. Now you're going to come and escort us out of this prison that you put us in unjustly. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, I'm telling you, the Bible The Bible be coming alive. It's better than Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO. When you really get into the Bible, you like, man, all kinds of stuff be going on, okay? But just from reading this chapter of Acts, one thing I can say for sure is that we must be, we got to be guided by our conversations with the Holy Spirit. Like Paul, we got to move when Holy Spirit gives us the vision to move. All right, y'all, that's the wrap up for this episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I hope you guys have been enjoying this study of Acts like I have. I have just gotten so much from reading and studying the book of Acts. And like I always say, you know, we are to read our word and hear from God and write down what we hear. And so he speaks to us also through the word. So we got to get in his word in order to hear from him as well. And I know I've heard a lot from Holy Spirit just from reading about how he talked to Paul and how Paul heard from him and how Paul didn't move or how Paul did move when he was prompted by the Holy Spirit. So here are your assignment questions for today. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, who guides you and the moves you make daily? Like who pulling the strings in your life? Who's telling you what to do? Who's and what not to do? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to Holy Spirit? The only way you can be listening to Holy Spirit is spending time with him. That's how you hear him. You got to spend time with them. And how do you spend time with them? In prayer. Prayer. And the other thing that I spoke about in the first part of the podcast is fasting. You want to have a fasted lifestyle. That's exactly what I'm doing. And I encourage you to have a fasted lifestyle. Ask the Holy Spirit how he wants you to go about fasting. And he will tell you, I'm telling you, how two or three witnesses will come. If he's been talking to you about fasting now, and then I'm talking about fasting, I'm one of the witnesses. Y'all see how that works? Then somebody else will come or you'll see something and it'll say something about fasting. That's how confirmation from two or three witnesses come. He'll give it to you first, right? You'll get it first. You'll get it in a dream. You'll get it, you know, it'll be an inner conviction. And then two or three people will come along to confirm it, right? All right, y'all. So praying, fasting, don't forget definitely worshiping, prayer, fasting, and then being led by the Holy Spirit. That sums up this episode today. All right, y'all. I'll catch you tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share the podcast and make sure you listen every day. I need you to listen every day. I'm trying to grow this podcast. And in order to do that, I need you to listen. And if you're on iTunes, I need you to leave a positive review. All 5 stars. Just give me all 5 stars. Just go on there. Give all 5 stars. Leave a positive review. And then tell somebody about it. Share it. Share this. Okay? Share it. If you're getting blessed by this, if you're like, I really like that girl. I really like her. She's funny. She's fun. That's my name. She's fun and she's funny. But most importantly, y'all, I'm just being obedient and being on assignment by God. So I'll be back here tomorrow on assignment by God.